T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live on the line, Steve Roberts, political analyst, to talk about everything going on. And, you know, Steve, it's top of mind. It's seemingly probably every single day that we go on here, it's going to be impacting more and more people, right? More people are going to go out for gas. More people are going to go grocery shopping. More people are looking to get ahead on that holiday shopping and finding either higher prices or less of a selection than they're used to. We're seeing this on store shelves right now. The impact of the supply chain issues we've really been experiencing for the last year and a half, but they've seemed to really intensify in the past few months, at least on the consumer end of thing. Yeah. And then that has to directly impact the presidency. Yet, you know, in the administration, I don't know whether it's because the infrastructure bill is, you know, taking so much of the time. There doesn't seem to be the urgency that corresponds with what people are feeling.
Well, I agree with your analysis. I was at my car dealership the other day, and they said, we have 13 cars on our lot for sale. Normally, we have 200. So it's just another example of exactly what you're talking about. I would add into the supply chain problems also directly related to inflation. You look at the even if you're not going to the grocery store, you pass by those gas stations with those signs with big threes in front of the first number of what's costing per gallon, and it scares people. And inflation has more tenacity and more of an impact than almost any political issue because it affects people directly every day. Afghanistan is an abstraction, right? As so many issues, China is an abstraction. But inflation affects everybody listening to us every single day in one way or another. And you add to that the fact that people are discouraged about the pace of dealing with COVID. You know, Biden came in and said things were going to be wonderful and people are still wearing masks. And kids are still going to school, you know, having to wear masks and all of that. And then you add, the scenes of chaos from Afghanistan and the border. It's not as if people could find Afghanistan on the map, but they saw those scenes which, you know, sent a message of chaos. At a time when Joe Biden was saying, well, you know, elect me because I'm competent. Well, those scenes undercut his core appeal and his core message. And so there's been a cascade of things. And today, you look at the average favorable rating he has in national polls, it's about 43%. Some polls show him under 40%. And this is devastating to the Democrats. And that's one of the reasons why the urgency to get those two big bills passed through Congress, one for hard infrastructure like roads and bridges, the other for social infrastructure like community colleges, Medicare expansion. They're desperate to put points on the board. They're desperate to have a win. They're desperate to turn around what's been months now of damaging political news. And that's why I do think they'll come to an agreement, because failure would be so devastating, not only to the Biden presidency, but to the chances of Democrats holding any kind of power in Congress after next year.
that is the impact that Americans feel, right? It's almost like our direct connection to anything going on in Washington or policies in place is, you know, what we're feeling right now on the store shelves, you know, in our wallets every day.
Sure.
Is it possible that the administration is looking at this infrastructure bill as something that, if passed, is going to give everybody relief, or at least provide some hope that there will be relief to some of these issues? And that's why there is this continued urgency over this one particular issue.
Well, you know, I don't think the infrastructure bill is going to bring down inflation anytime soon. I don't think it's going to stock the shelves for Christmas anytime soon. I don't think there's a direct connection, but I think there's an indirect connection in terms of the mood, in terms of the sense of, well, things are getting better. The government can actually function. It actually can do something that can benefit my life. We have a president who's competent. All of those feelings, I think, would benefit the Democrats without necessarily having a direct impact on the price people pay for gas. But, you know, moods change, and politics is not just about details. It's about moods and feelings. And, you know, Biden came into office without necessarily a strong popular base. We discussed many times during the campaign that the passion in Democratic ranks was generated almost entirely by fear and loathing of Donald Trump. It wasn't because they thought Joe Biden was going to be a great president. And so he slipped in part because people didn't have that much belief in him in the first place as a president. You know, their real passion was get rid of Donald Trump. Anybody's ready better than Donald Trump. So it's going to be hard for the Democrats, but I do think that they can at least stop the bleeding by passing some bills and sending the message, see, we actually are delivering. But it's they're in a tough position because, you know, they have such a small margin in the Senate. And they're going to have to come up with, you know, reconciling very broad differences from people like AOC on the left to Joe Manchin on the right. Democrats are a very broad party, and coming up with a bill that everybody can agree on has proven to be very difficult. But as I say, I think they will finally get something passed, because now that they're looking at the bottom line here, looking at the hard political realities, every Democrat has a common interest in getting something done, because failure will be devastating to all of them.
Hey, Steve, over the weekend, AOC was here stumping for India Walton in the Buffalo mayoral race. What kind of weight does she carry and her endorsement carry? I mean, she's such a polarizing figure. I'd have to imagine her appearance is more about turnout than, you know, convincing any voters.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, someone like that is not going to convince any swing voters. But she is very magnetic. She's very charismatic. She can draw a crowd. She can certainly draw TV cameras. And, yes, I mean, the betting is that she can help turn out some people, energize some people. That's why she's there. You're absolutely right. It's not because she's going to convince some marginal voter or swing voter, you know, to vote the way she tells him to. That's not why she's here. It's all about turnout.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.